thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Genesis 25:28, Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Sibling rivalry in a family is normal, and handling it calls for sensitivity and wisdom. Unfortunately, Isaac and Rebekah lacked these two qualities. Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Joseph's troubles began with these words, "Now, Jacob loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors." But it doesn't have to be that way in your family. It's neither necessary nor healthy to allow your children to attack each other and make life miserable for those around them. You may not be able to harmonize their relationship entirely, but by practicing impartiality, at least you can avoid making it worse. Don't inflame the natural jealousies between your children. Ever since time began, siblings have resented each other's successes and competed for their parents' attention. So you must be careful to avoid casual comments that favor one child over another, especially in these three areas. Number one, physical attractiveness. Number two, intelligence. And number three, skills and athletic abilities. Those are the three raw nerves on which self-esteem hangs. Referring to the girl as my pretty daughter or to a son as the smart one can set off raging emotions in other children who perceive themselves to be ugly or dumb. Sensitivity in those areas will reduce the antagonism between your children and create a more harmonious tone for every member of the family. Paul told Timothy, "Obey these instructions without taking sides or showing favoritism to anyone." That was a church rule, but it should be a house rule. From Vision's Word for Today, impartiality should be a house rule.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.